focused. Now, I'm a focused person. I'm actually very creative, and I'm not very technical, so it's much easier for me to be like a shotgun, and my family says that I'm hyper. I don't know why they say that, but they call me hyperactive, and my mother said probably I would have had Ritalin if I would have been a child of the 70s and not a child of the 50s, so maybe I'm a little hyperactive. So for me to focus has always been challenging. But when you talk to God, and when I talk to God, one of the most important things for me to do if I'm going to pray effectively is to actually focus in on what I'm doing. Now, let me give you just some thoughts. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, the beginning of the Lord's Prayer says, "In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Now, what has that got to do with focused prayer? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to try to connect the dots. How would you listen if you knew you were going to be sitting down with somebody who was going to be talking to you that could read your thoughts? How would you listen to them speaking to you? If they could hear your wandering mind, and they could know exactly where you were going as they were talking to you, how would that knowledge change the way you listen to what they're going to say? I don't know about you, but I'd pay attention. I would focus because I would know that they would know exactly what I'm thinking and where I'm going, and I wouldn't want to embarrass myself, right? So I would focus in on what they're saying. How would you talk to somebody in a conversation who knew every intent and every nuance and every little shadow of your heart? Because talk is cheap. But they could actually get past your words, and they could actually blaze into your heart, and they could see every selfish ambition. They could see every single little attitude, every single thing about you as you're speaking. Would you try to speak extremely truthfully and as purely as you could? Would you? Yeah? I hope so, because otherwise we're going to really, really embarrass ourselves, right? Well, when I talk to God and when I listen to God, that's exactly what's happening. He can hear everything I'm saying, everything I'm thinking. He knows the words out of my mouth before they're going to come. And therefore, if I'm going to pray and if I'm going to talk to Him and I'm going to listen to Him, then I'm going to have to actually shut the flesh down, tell it to shut up, and focus in on the one who Jesus said, this is how you pray. Our Father, who He is. Who art in heaven, where He is. Holy is your name, what He is. Absolute, majestic, pure, total, complete, wall to wall, universe to universe, the creator of heaven and earth. And when I am talking to Him and when He's talking to me, it's important that I recognize who He is, where He is, and what He is, that He can read my heart, read my thoughts, and I really need to get serious about praying. Called focused prayer. Because if I don't do that, what's going to happen is every distraction, every thought is going to whip through my mind. Everything I want to do for the day, this little hyperactive mind of mine that doesn't seem to ever shut down, is going to actually be an enemy against my prayer time instead of me actually hunkering down, focusing, and understanding that I am speaking to the King of the universe. Who is my Father, who is in heaven. The kingdom of God is all around me. The kingdom of God is within me. The kingdom of God has come unto me. And I am privileged as a daughter of the King to come into the King's presence as I bow my heart and my knee before Him. He is waiting to hear from His daughter. And everything on this planet wants me not to focus in on that and to throw up a casual prayer. But you see, it's the fervent, focused prayer. prayer of the righteous that avail much. It's not the casual conversation where we give him a little bit of time, but when I actually shut everything down and say, okay, Father. You know that song, A Holy Night? I don't know about you, but the older I get, the more I sing that song. It just amazes me. Fall on your knees. Hear the angel voices that the King of heaven and earth would actually put himself into human nature and take on a human body and come so that you and I could become sons and daughters of God. Focus our prayers, number one, if I'm going to be effectual. So next time you start to pray, or tonight, remember, he knows everything, sees everything, so let's focus in. Even now your minds are wandering everywhere. Aren't you glad I can't read your thoughts? Because I'd be highly offended. Number two, plan your petition. What do I mean? What do you want? What do you want? Because Jesus said in Mark 11, let's read it. In Mark chapter 11, 24, it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You know, I want to just look at Bartimaeus for just a moment. Blind Bartimaeus was a blind man, blind from birth. He had a begging spot on the way into Jericho. And Bartimaeus is found in Luke, in the book of Luke, and in many other places in the New Testament, or actually in the Gospels, but and also in the book of Mark. So I'm going to be looking in the book of Mark, but let's just take a minute for just to think about Bartimaeus for a second. So here's Jericho. Jericho, you know, it's got tons of, it's an oasis. The Dead Sea, you can see it from Jericho. It's 30 miles from Jerusalem. As you get to Jericho, you're about to ascend up into Jerusalem. It's a very, very, very difficult pathway. There's a lot of robbers. It's a very difficult place to go to, but that's how you get to Jerusalem from Nazareth and all of that. So you go through Jericho. So Jericho was a very, very big city. Walls of Jericho, you know all about Jericho. So here's Bartimaeus in the beginning of the city, and he's the beggar. He's blind from birth, and there he is, and he has this profession of begging, and I don't know about you, but I probably would have a whole lot of needs if I was a beggar, if I couldn't see. And there's Bartimaeus with his begging clothes on, and there he is in his spot, and there he is with his little cup, and he crawls out and he calls out to people, alms, alms, alms for the blind, alms. And everybody in Jericho knew Bartimaeus. So he hears that Jesus of Nazareth is coming through. He's heard about Jesus of Nazareth. So as Jesus is coming through, he makes this huge racket, and he shouts out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they tell him to shut up. And Bartimaeus, he won't shut up. So finally Jesus turns around and he calls him to him. And they say, the master is calling for you. And so Bartimaeus, he jumps up. He's blind as a bat. He throws off his beggar's clothes. And this is what it says in Mark chapter 10 and looking at verse 50. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and he came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Now, how many needs do you think Bartimaeus had? Probably more than we could shake a stick at. He probably needed a place to live. He needed a family. He needed things. He needed a bunch of stuff in his life. But when Jesus asked him, when he stood face to face with God, and Jesus looked at him and he says, Bartimaeus, what do you want? What do you want? Not what do you think you want? What is it that you're asking God for and why? Because a lot of times you and I pray for things that we really don't want. There's an underlying need that we have, and we're asking for this because this is the need. Case in point, I want my house to sell because I want something else. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And Jesus says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. So I guess I'm asking you what God is asking me and what Jesus asked Bartimaeus. What exactly do you want? Because if I want to be effectual in my prayer time, I better get focused not just with God, but God, what exactly is the need? You know, a lot of times we'll ask God for a husband because we're lonely. A lot of times you'll ask God for this because of something, really a heart need on the inside. And I believe that God wants us to identify not just what we want, but what is it? What is the core thing that we need with that desire? And when you can get a hold of that and get a hold of a promise of God that answers that, then go in faith to God and make your petition known to God. And he says that whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you've received them and you'll have them. Now, what does that mean? It means that God has given us exceedingly great and precious promises. If you are sick, you need to get healed. If you are jobless, you need a job. If you're a single mom raising a family, you need a father. If you're a man alone, you need a wife because you need help and she's going to help you. You may not know that yet. But what is it you want? And when you do, when you can connect with that want, God, okay, this thing is not about selfish ambition. This thing is not about my own lust. God, this thing is about this, and I need this, Father, because I've got this in my life, and Lord, fill my life. And Lord, your word says, therefore, I am bringing you this, my petition. Lord, I want to see. You see, Bartimaeus knew that if he could see, everything else would be okay in his life. So I think sometimes before we even ask God for something, we need to go to God and say, Lord, I want to see. I want to see. I've got all these things stirring in my heart, all of this stuff in my life. And Lord, like blind Bartimaeus, I have more needs than you can shake a stick at. So God, first of all, I need to see what is it I really need. Because it says in the book of James, if any of you lack wisdom, James chapter 1. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all liberally and without reproach. But let him ask in faith. With no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Let not that man or that woman suppose that they will receive anything from the Lord, for you're double-minded and you're unstable in all your ways. Now I'm going to stop there. I've got lots of other points, but that's enough for tonight. Two things tonight as we pray. Let's focus in, because God knows every thought, every wandering, every silly, every condemning voice in our hearts. Let's focus. And what is it we want? What do you want? Are you under condemnation? Are you always screwing up? Do you find yourself living a life that is always disappointing you? Then you know what you need? You need to get secure in your faith in the Word of God. Like Pastor preached this morning, you need to get that message this morning and listen to it and listen to it and listen to it, because you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When he looks at you, he sees you holy, pure, and just. He does not see all of the crap from your background. Oh, did I just say that word? Sorry. He does not see all the stuff from behind you that you've lived. He sees the washing and the purity of holiness that Jesus has put on you as you've looked to that cross and said, I believe that you are the Son of God. You are my Savior. And whether you feel like you are justified — justified means just as if you never sinned — whether you feel like you're righteous or not righteous means that you're right with God in position first and in practice. You are, because you do this by faith, not by feeling. Yes. So let's focus. And let's ask God for wisdom, because some of us really need to know, what do we want? Because when you find it, and you can find a promise for it, and you go to God in faith, You can sign on the dotted line, and there's not a devil in hell or one loosed in the earth that can stop the will of God and the plan of God from coming and meeting the need that you have, because your Father loves you and wants to answer your prayers and wants more than you do the will of God to be done on the earth. So let's stand and let's begin praying tonight, shall we?